UFOs are here. One of the more amazing things about UFOs is the fact they can go under the water with ease and still retain their ability to go fast, really fast. I can't help but feel we have at least partially figured out how to do this to some extent, and even though the United States is keeping most of this ability secret, I think we have it. One has to only look at the recent development admitted to by the Russians of torpedoes which travel in a sort of bubble at hundreds of miles per hour underwater. Think about what this could mean not only to underwater weapons but to submarines themselves. It seems it is only a matter of time before this principle could be worked out for much larger craft like the aforementioned subs. I also have to wonder if surface craft could benefit by being surrounded by some sort of a plasma which might do away with air friction, allowing for more speed. Did the Russians observe a sort of bubble when they encountered USOs? A USO is an underwater UFO. We have been studying plasma for years now, hoping to be able to surround a spacecraft with one which would stop radiation from entering the ship. This is only one of the things we would like it to do. There is hot plasma and cold plasma, and cold plasma, if we could get it to operate the way we want, it would be easier to handle. From time to time, when we have seen some UFOs flying in the sky and recorded them, we have noticed a curious matter around them. Not all of them seem to have this, however. Are different types of propulsion being used by different UFOs? There are those who believe there may be a connection between magnetism, anti-gravity and plasma in some cases. There is a field of physics known as plasma physics. Plasma is used in fusion reactors to contain a fusion reaction which is held in place by powerful magnetic fields along with high-powered lasers. Plasma is defined as partially ionized gas with ions, electrons, and uncharged particles such as atoms, molecules and radicals. We have plasma all around us at times, and most of us do not realize it is plasma. Lightning is plasma, and it is the most powerful natural electrical force on Earth. It has been said the energy from one lightning bolt could power all of New York City for 6 months. Obviously, if we catch one and retain its power, we could have clean free energy which works. I think most of us know about auroras. An aurora is basically plasma. Plasma can be useful in construction, and when you see someone welding, they may be using a plasma welder. Even our sun is made of plasma, which is almost entirely made of hydrogen and helium. When we see a fluorescent light, what we are really seeing is a tube filled with plasma causing a glow. The ionosphere which surrounds the Earth is a plasma. If we get off the planet and into space, we are hit by the solar wind, which is another plasma. So far it seems at least most stars, if not all, are composed of a plasma. Even a neutron star, which has the densest form of plasma. If steam is heated to 50,000 degrees Celsius, it turns into plasma. One of the things scientists are looking at is being able to propel a rocket using plasma. They believe it is theoretically possible to propel a plasma rocket at the speed of 123,000 miles per hour, which when compared to the speed of a Falcon 9 rocket which travels at 17,500 miles per hour to the space station, is a lot faster. This is still too slow for interstellar travel, but would allow us to get to Mars in about 48 days. UFOs might just have other exotic uses for plasma which we have never thought of. There are probably many things we already have which may have other uses. Wouldn't that be something if we already had the ability to travel faster than light and didn't realize it? That is one of the reasons I always thought it was important to examine the things we have and look for new uses for them. You just never know what might be found. As far as UFOs having the ability to disappear, we are knocking at that door and might have already opened it. When we came out with the F-117 fighter, it had the radar signature of a small bird, and we have been improving on that ever since. We have seen UFOs just fade out as people were watching them, so we know it is possible for this to be accomplished, and one thing you can be sure of is thousands of new materials are being tested all the time to find out what they are capable of. It is only a matter of time before we develop an airplane which is not only invisible to radar but also invisible to the human eye. Having this may not be enough, however. Years ago, the Australians announced they had a way of spotting stealth aircraft. My theory about this is they were able to pick up on the disturbance in the air currents and such, but I don't know for sure. I do not know even if this is true, and wonder if a UFO could be seen this way on any instruments. Another thing a UFO seems to be free of is having to rely on air currents to stay aloft. It doesn't seem to most of them it matters what position their craft are flying in. It has no effect on their flight. They can also turn on a dime. If a pilot went into certain situations, the wings of the plane would lose lift and the plane would fall. If he could turn his plane as fast as a UFO can, he would be crushed by the pressure. Even though we just got a big denial by the Pentagon about UFOs being alien, most of us know this is still true. All one has to do is examine the abilities of the craft in our sky to know some of them are doing things which is impossible for humans to do. Have we succeeded in copying some of these features? It seems to me we may have because some of the UFOs are exhibiting features which seem to indicate they were made by us. We are hard at work trying to re-engineer UFOs. Don't let anyone try and fool you about that.